As the name suggests, the brunt of the law is meant to deter drivers from sending or reading text messages. But it bans pretty much anything that requires, quote, manually typing or entering multiple letters, numbers, symbols, or other characters. So no emailing, searching the internet, or dialing a phone number. The law still allows use of phones for reporting crimes to police, getting weather alerts, and listening to radio broadcasts. Also, according to the law, using a voice-operated command system like Siri is perfectly fine. The law hopes that next time you sit in your car, you'll be doing a lot less of this. And a little bit more of this.
Siri, text John Doe.
What do you want to say to John Doe?
Sorry, I can't text while driving.
Okay, I'll send it.
Now, getting a citation for breaking the law, though, might be difficult. For one, it's what's called a secondary offense. This means that you have to be pulled over for something else in order to get a citation. Run a red light while texting, you'll get a citation. Speeding and texting, citation. Texting alone, no citation. What's also interesting is that a police officer can only look at your phone records if you're in an accident that kills or injures someone. Otherwise, they need to actually see it happen. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.